Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
periodic table of elements. I'll have to give this to you pretty quickly as I'm driving back from the gym, which I've done my stuff, and it's only a few blocks, so I'll see if I can get it done quickly. The last podcast was about the most unlikely US state in existence, which is, I'd have to give it, award it to Delaware. Hawaii's the most, one's the most outrageous, but Delaware's the most unlikely. Okay, so let's do the periodic table. I've got to get going. And that's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon. Phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, xenon, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cesium, cerium, promethium, neodymium, praseodymium, neodymium, samarium, europium, goldium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tungsten. Okay, I'm just going to wait till getting in the truck, so I don't want to die in the middle of my periodic table. So we've got tungsten, tantalum, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, okay, thallium, lead, bismuth, plutonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, fermium, einsteinium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, sigborgium, borium, hasnium, bitrium, damstratium, rotgunium, copernican, fluvium, nipponium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organesson. So that's in. I don't know where that's done so quickly that it won't be recorded. May have to set the time. I'm also driving into traffic here. Yeah, so in general, it's pretty sobering stuff. So I do a couple of kilometres on the walker, and while brain training going across, and I'm picking up speed, but I'm pretty average overall. So brain speed's high, memory's crap, intelligence rubbish, according to this Brain HQ, but it's keeping on going, and it's just agonizingly slow. So what I'm doing is I'm doing brain training while jogging, that's not been done before. And you naively think, oh, look, I'm doing something good, and this is really good for me. Could you think it would be good for anybody else? No. The majority of people judge what to do by looking at their five closest peers. And so, therefore, you get sort of the absolute average of shit going across. So I was really hopeful that I'd be able to do it. Now, the other thing is that I'm sort of half tempted to get smart clothing on. This is pads, pressure pads on your clothes, so you can actually do sort of stretching and various things like this getting home. Again, it's just one of these things you've got to be really used to or manage the fact that you're slightly different, so therefore you're not on people's radar. Everyone that says a mum or some sort of fitness freak, sort of with nothing much happening in their life, whereas I'm sort of desperately training and building up. So put up the incline. Now, one of the things it does do is it does crash the machines. So they've got me in there, and I've crashed, and this is software crash. So normally on the runners, they don't do very much. Now the runners are running this brain training stuff, and there's one there which is completely buggered. The software's completely crashed in, sort of did brain training completely crashed, and it's sitting up at the angle, six and a half. And I have run 10, gradient of 10, but that's really bad. And I don't know, I do 4.5 kilometres an hour. Going up around 5, I just monitor my heart rate and make sure that it stays just, you know, high 20s, low 30s, so I don't stuff myself. And there's no, it's so hard. And of course, you can see that your brain, they flash the butterflies up to detect your brain speed. And there's times where I actually can't process. I'd say nothing was put up there, and I have distracted butterflies flying across while you have to do it, and bubbles you have to track, your brain have to track. And the major thing is not to be thinking about anything, just let your brain track them. And so I don't know whether this brain training will help you do more brain training. I don't know whether it's actually going to improve things. Face recognition is bloody hard. I'm just woeful on that, so you've got a face and a name, and there are people who are way, way up the top. Just there's people who come into the school, so the reps who come into school and can remember the name of every student in the class. So there are people way, way up in the intelligence there, where I've got to just really basically build this up from scratch. And it's pretty interesting that the sort of the idea, the best therapy, cognitive therapy, is getting back to work. Now, they've decided that for various reasons they don't want me back, so this is a long, hard road getting up. Thanks a lot, and I really hope I've got the periodic table down track, and that's enough to take. It's actually 8 minutes to drive home. That's pretty surprising. Okay, let's stop.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.